I need to talk to you. I mean, I don't need to talk to you. I want to talk to you. I mean, I probably shouldn't talk to you. Why am I talking to you? I mean, I'm talking to you because it's our fourth date. Oh, bum. What am I doing? What am I doing? I should not be doing this, but I am doing this because I like you. I really, really, really like you. And oh, no. Bum. This is not good. I mean, this is good. This is really good. This is so good. This is so, so, so good. I mean, this date, so good. Just so good. Just so, so, so good. How many times have I said good? A lot. I'm not nervous. I'm absolutely fine. You're not buying that, are you? Of course you're not. I've got myself all worked up. And I shouldn't be worked up. I should totally not be worked up. But I am, because I like you. I really, really, really like you. And I need to stop saying really and good and that I like you. So, I really, really like you. This is going well. This is just so well. But you're smiling, so that's good. Still have a chance. I still have a chance. Although I might ruin my chance. I am ruining my chance because I'm talking. Why am I talking? I should be walking. Let's just walk. Let's just walk. You're not walking. You think I need to tell you something? Where would you get that idea? Bum! Normally I ruin things by being a bit clumsy or being a bit nerdy, and by a bit nerdy I mean really, really nerdy, or a bit late because of work. But this time it's work. It's not work. I really like you. You are really nice. Just so nice. Totally out of my league, but you know, apparently I honestly don't know because I don't know why you said yes. When I asked you out, you said yes, and I wasn't expecting that. And you said yes again and again and again. And this is our fourth date. And this is going well. Well, this isn't going well, but you know, we've been having a good time together, and now this is me ruining it because I really like you and I want to be straight with you. Because it's not even a thing. It's not even a thing. I mean, it will be a thing. You know, if I put the work in, it could really, really be a thing. And it could be a thing that would make you not want to date me. So I figure I should tell you now because I really, yes, I really, really like you. So you know how I was a bit vague about what I do for a job? Logistics. It is logistics, but it's also IT and also counselling. And a little bit of cleaning up. A lot of cleaning up. And also security. So my best friend is a super villain. That I'm not meant to tell you that. Bum! Someone I know vaguely, very vaguely, I mean, I don't even know their name, is a super villain. And, well. So my best friend is a supervillain. I am so bad at this. I mean, I'm not bad at this. I test really well, just so well, but this isn't a test. Is this a test? Is this a test? It's not a test. Are you sure? Okay. Okay, so this is bad. I mean, this isn't bad. It's not actually that bad. It's just my best friend is a supervillain, and well, I only recently moved back to the city. I had a really, really messy breakup. Just unbelievably messy. I mean, I was cheated on. It was so bad. It was so bad. But no. Oh, bum. No. I mean, I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. It was only bad because they took a sledgehammer to my computer and that was my baby. Sorry. It's still a bit raw. But I built it by hand and it was so shiny and sorry. It's just when I'm emotional, I am not emotional. I am emotional. Oh, I am too emotional. You know what? I've got nothing to lose now. I've already completely balls this up, so I might as well just tell you. So when I moved back, I didn't have a job and I didn't have any money because I spent all my money on drones to get revenge on my ex. Which actually is pertinent to the story. So I didn't have any money. And my best friend, this My best friend. No, not my best friend. The vague person who's a supervillain who is obviously my best friend. Well, they said that they could help me out. I didn't realise that they would help me out on... Well, obviously, they have a job and a job. That emphasis was to... That was a supervillain emphasis. Job. That's not very supervillainish. Job. That's supervillain. Yeah. I thought it was for the job and not the job. That's not supervillainish at all. That is not. But it wasn't for the job. It was for the supervillain job. So. They got me an IT position with the League of Evil. I can sell that more. I can totally sell that more. League of Evil. I am too nervous and too worked up and too flustered. Just too flustered. It's fine. But actually really nice and so understanding, just so understanding, even more understanding when I told them about the drones and the revenge and the plotting and the scheming, and there wasn't that much. Well, there was plotting and there was scheming. Well, they have... Well, I've never really known what I want to do with my life. I mean, I've never, ever had any real idea. I've kind of hopped from job to job, not like a rabbit. I'm not that graceful or that coordinated. Are rabbits graceful? I'm more like a kangaroo with a snack pocket, because snacks are important. Well, I was temping there for a little bit, just a couple of weeks, and well, I got told that HR wanted to see me, and I was worried because it is a League of Evil. That was better. That was so much better. That was. So I was worried. Because, I mean, they seem nice and... But still, League of Evil. But, they wanted to have a word with me. Apparently, I have potential. Potential to be a supervillain. Now, that is not something you hear every day, is it? Not every day. I mean, that's something you don't ever hear, really. But I heard it. I heard it from the League of Evil. See, I was going to really commit, but then I didn't, so anyway, moving on. They have a training program for someone like me, you know, ordinary, bog standard, smart. And I am smart, I promise you, I am smart. I don't sound smart, but I am smart. I'm just really flustered and worried, and this is the first time I've told anyone, so nervous. They have a training program to take someone like me and train me to be a supervillain. Now, I know what you're thinking. I don't look like a super villain. You think I would look good in black leather? I mean, no. I mean, yes, I do. But no. I mean, were you actually thinking that? You were. Wow. Okay. So this is actually going well. Wow. This is unexpected, but good. Very good. So, where was I? Sorry, you threw me off just a little bit there. Yes, they said that they think I have potential. And I said, I'm an IT person. How do I have potential? And then they started talking about the drones and the scheme and the vengeance. And apparently that is supervillain thinking. And that is not something that everyone has. But I don't have any practical skills. I mean, I have practical skills, but not practical supervillain skills. Now, you don't actually have to have training to be a supervillain, but I don't actually have any powers. Well, no, I'll tell you that later. I mean, I might not tell you that. I will tell you that, obviously, but not if this goes badly. But it's going well, so I might tell you that. I might have powers. I might actually have... No. Technically, right now, I'm a henchman. And that might be something that people would have a problem with, because obviously henchmen are seen as being evil because we work for the League of Evil. Although actually I don't work for the League of Evil. I work for my best friend, but not my best friend, because obviously that would be weird. But for my best friend. No, I work for the supervillain, who is also my best friend, but obviously not. It's really complicated. I haven't actually completed the module on secret identities and how you you know, make that work? Because to me, that seems really complicated. Just so complicated. So complicated. And I can't think of an alter ego name. So I'm a henchman and I'm in training to be a supervillain. And it's an intensive 12-month course. So before this goes any further, I think you should know that, because I might be late occasionally. Well, I haven't been late since I've been a henchman, but before, when I was working IT, well, Dr. Chaos, oh shit, you might be a superhero. You might be a superhero. And I mean, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. But I haven't done that unit yet. So I'm not quite sure about the anything. Are you a superhero? Actually, you don't have to tell me. Well, no, don't tell me that you're not a superhero. Are you sure? Because you could be a superhero because you are so hot. I mean, no, you're not. Yes, you are. I mean, so I haven't done that unit yet. So it's actually really good that you're not a superhero. But if you become a superhero, it's perfectly fine, because I'm due to do a unit on it, because superheroes. What I'm trying to say is, I really like you and I would really like to keep seeing you, but you should know that you could soon be dating a supervillain. A supervillain who looks very good in black leather, but doesn't have a name yet. And I know it's only our fourth date. Well, no, it is our fourth date. Well, those were half dates and didn't count. Did they count? I just thought we ran into each other. You were staking out the coffee shop. So you're meant to run into me. So that means that this isn't our fourth date, it's our eighth date. Ninth date? No, where did the extra date come from? Wait, where did the extra date come from? Oh, that was a date. I mean, I wanted it to be a date, but I didn't think it was a date because... Oh, so this is our ninth date. Yes, I definitely need to tell you this. I'm going to be a supervillain, and I need you to be okay with dating a supervillain because I will be a supervillain, and I really want to date you, and I don't want you to dump me because I really like you, and you're fine. You're fine? You are fine. You are very, very fine. Oh, you're fine with dating a supervillain? You're fine with it? But I'm going to be a supervillain. Can you see my costume when I get it? Well, obviously, but I mean, it won't be for a while. And when I say obviously, I don't mean like I want you to see me in black leather because you like the idea of me being in black leather. It's not like I want... Maybe a little bit. Tiny, yes. But it's going to be a while because I have units to do and I need a name. And, well, I don't need the final name, but I need some kind of name. Do I want to brainstorm? I don't really think that's a good name. Brainstorm. Oh, do I want to brainstorm a name with you? Really? But I mean, it's only our ninth date. That's definitely brainstorming territory for us, if you want to. You do. Good. So, to summarise, I'm going to be a supervillain and you're completely all right with that. Good, great. That means I don't have to be so worked up and I don't have to be so flustered and. Good. Great. That's fantastic. So, brainstorming, right? Brainstorming. Do I want to go back to your place and brainstorm? Is this a trick question? This isn't a trick question. Yes, I would. Yes, please, yes. I mean, yes. Please. Yes, I would. I would like to go back to your place and brainstorm. Brainstorm. No, that wasn't emphasis for making out. I mean, who mentioned making out? Not me. So, should we go? You mentioned making out. No, did you? Okay, that was a trick. That was mean, and I appreciate it because I'm going to be a supervillain, and I just thought I'd mention that, and I would like to make out with you. I mean, and brainstorm, but also make out. And good. Should we go? That's the one direction. It's over here. Good. Great. Are you sure? Just checking because I really like you. You really like me. Cool. that's really cool. That's cool. So I'm cool. I'm cool. So no, that way. No, that way. That way. Let's go and make out. Brainstorm and make out. Maybe we can do both at the same time. Maybe not.